This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. Junior Minister Damien English has resigned. In a statement, he informed the Taoiseach last night of his decision to step down as Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. It follows reports that he failed to declare details of a 2008 planning application relating to a property in County Meath. The Fine Gael TD says that having reviewed the application, it's clear to him that he failed to inform Meath County Council about his ownership of the property, adding it was wrong and not up to the standard required. He's apologised and says he will continue to serve the people of Meath East. A number of events will take place in County Offaly today to mark the death of Aisling Murphy. The 23-year-old schoolteacher was killed while going for a run along the Grand Canal in Tullamore 12 months ago. There'll be anniversary masses in St Bridget's Church in Mount Bolas this evening, while staff and pupils at Durrow National School, where she taught, will also remember her. A memorial now stands where the alleged attack happened last year. Tom Finity from Tullamore Men's Shed is one of the people behind it.
I don't think it's ever going to be forgot here, and it's something that is embedded in people's memories now. And the idea of the chair, of course, was for just people to sit down and reflect and to acknowledge what has went on here and say a prayer and sit down and have a think about life yourself and the way things can change.
Met Éireann is warning of the potential of power cuts and travel disruption today. A yellow wind warning is in place for the entire country. It came into effect at 5 a.m. and remains in place until 2 a.m. Jamie O'Hara has this report for Red FM News.
Flood barriers in Fermoy were put up last night by the County Council, while Cork City Council say they don't expect any tidal flooding in the city over the coming days. Met Éireann have issued a wind warning that will stay in place until 2 a.m. tomorrow and say westerly winds will be very strong from this morning in the west of the country at first before moving eastwards from the afternoon. Strong gusts are expected around the coast and on higher ground in parts of the country. Power outages and travel disruption is possible today due to high winds and hail showers. Road users are being advised to slow down due to potential spot flooding and debris on the roads in the city and county. Jamie O'Hara, Red FM News.
Irish-American dancing star Michael Flatley has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. In a statement issued to Red FM News, representatives of the 64-year-old say he underwent surgery and is currently in the care of an excellent team of doctors. The statement added that no further comment will be made at this time and asked people to send prayers and well wishes. The Lord of the Dance sensation bought Castle Hyde in Fermoy in 2001 and settled in the town. He married Niamh O'Brien in Fermoy in 2006 and the couple welcomed a son the following year. Cork City Council is set to write to the Transport Minister Eamon Ryan seeking approval to trial free bus travel in the city. A motion was tabled by Workers' Party Councillor Ted Tynan in order to encourage more commuters to move from their cars to the bus service. Councillor Tynan suggested that the trial should be 6 or 12 months and that it would help alleviate travel congestion and reduce the level of CO2 emissions in the city.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Starting with Gaelic Games, it is a huge weekend for Ballygiblin. The North Cork side travelled to Croke Park for the second consecutive year for the AIB All-Ireland Junior Club Hurling Championship Final, taking on East Kilkenny Sligo at 5 o'clock. Ballygiblin will be hoping to do one better and go all the way this year after last year's agonising one-point final defeat to Mincoin. Speaking to Red FM Sport, Ballygiblin star Cathal O'Mahony says morale is high in the Ballygiblin camp.
I just think they're a very calm bunch of lads. I know in our group stages and even the county semi-final and stuff in Cork, like, we've been losing by 7 points at one stage and we just managed to claw it back. I just feel like they always think it's just gonna turn around eventually. Like, they just have to keep doing it. I don't think anybody panics and nobody gets a tick and loses the head either. Like, they're just gonna keep going and trust themselves and trust each other, and it's worked so far anyways.
You can grab that interview in full on redfm.ie/sport. There's one match in the Premier League tonight. Fulham host Chelsea. Fulham striker Alexander Mitrovic is suspended for the game at Craven College. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Dutch striker Wout Weghorst is to travel to England ahead of a proposed loan move to Manchester United. The Red Devils are set to pay compensation to Turkish club Beşiktaş to release the 30-year-old player. In snooker, and the first of the quarterfinals of the Masters getting underway this afternoon, Ronnie O'Sullivan and Mark Williams going head-to-head at Alexandra Palace. Finally, to cricket, Ireland playing the first game of their T20 series in their tour of Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe won the toss. They put Ireland into bat after 12 overs. Ireland were 62 for 5. And that's the sport with Grandin's Toyota.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.